Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
All right. You're earning an audience with Brett Vesley, the most Italian man in all of Phoenix, I think. People are curious about you.
Crossing state lines as well.
Oh, is that right?
A question from Money Mine in Columbus, Ohio, who's listening right now.
No kidding. Man. Let's start there.
Pressure is on.
Ask a wise guy.
Dave Bull.
Okay.
Columbus wants to know if Italian is insulting.
When people say Italian. My dad orders Italian food.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. That's white people stuff. We don't do that.
Well, you're white. Come on. What are you talking about? I didn't realize.
That's like mayonnaise. You know, it's the white way to go with it. No, it's Italian. It's like saying Illinois.
Okay,
or
got it.
Washington.
It's
or
ignorant.
Just, yeah.
It isn't white
it's
people.
It's hillbilly. It's hillbilly. Just,
it's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's hillbilly.
You guys don't like that.
Hey. No.
So when somebody says, this is my friend Brett, he's Italian.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might as well just call you
That's how I'm
going to
introduce
yeah,
you
Yeah, just
from
give him a smack in the mouth.
Yeah, just make that get him out. All right, I like that.
Get some of that fancy Italian
food. No.
This one starts off before we get to the phones. I watched The Sopranos because Brady was talking about it over and over.
Yeah.
They talk about not going down on a lady.
Yeah.
Gay.
Is Medea nourished in that area? Do you want to admit that or no? Like, would you tell your dad I go down on her?
Wouldn't tell my dad.
Why not?
You don't tell your dad about that. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's a white guy thing.
That's another white guy
So thing. But if your dad found out you do that?
It's
frowned upon.
It's one of those things, because, I mean, even in The Sopranos, Carmella said, ooh, you go down on me once a year. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so... It happens.
What are you writing a book?
You just don't advertise it.
What are you writing a book?
Yeah, exactly.
You're
just
not
don't advertise
proud
it.
To please her in that manner?
No, she's supposed to please me. What are you doing? Come on. That was wrong.
All
you.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I threw the whole thing away.
This is good. This is good stuff.
Yeah. So your dad and your dad have brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got uncles and stuff.
Yep.
And all your uncles. Well, do you have a gay uncle?
No, that was Aunt Ellen. Wasn't like really related.
Aunt Ellen was somebody else.
Yeah, it was my mom's BFF.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't that. Oh, yeah.
Was she Italian?
Oh, God, no. That wasn't in the family.
No.
It's disgusting. But,
highly entertaining.
Absolutely.
It's great. But the uncles and stuff, you guys are all talking, and Medea brings up, Brett's one of the best down south. Are you going to catch it?
She wouldn't do that.
But if she did.
She wouldn't do that.
She wouldn't say that.
She disappears.
She knows better now.
She wouldn't. You're just talking and everybody's goofing around and the topic comes up in just some sort of a dirty conversation. And he's like, well, nobody's better than old Brett at that.
Yeah, she knows better than that.
She's talking with the girls while getting a mani-pedi.
See what happened to Adriana.
You killed her. Syl's going to shoot her in the head? Jesus Christ. See, this is why I didn't want to play this game. How do you pick a good Italian deli?
I mean, you just kind of know. You hear it from other people, and you try it out. I mean, there's nothing really. You know,
would you take
can go
advice from me on what's a good Italian deli?
Yeah, I mean, I would try it.
But it's not necessarily like, we'll see. But a good Italian tells you this is authentic deli.
But, I mean, you've come up with some good stuff. I mean, like, you know, we've all talked about, like, DeFalco's
and
stuff like that. And so I know that you're not going to go to the deli case at Safeway something, you know.
Right. Which is not Italian.
No.
Even though.
No. Yeah.
Really, kind of.
No.
Doesn't matter.
No. If you're buying head cheese at the same place, you're out.
Is there stuff from The Sopranos and all the movies that you didn't know was Italian until you saw it that you then implemented into your life? Like, you're like, oh, that's good Italian. And you didn't know it. Like the pinky ring thing.
No, I mean, that's just
a thing. But there's nothing you watched and said, oh, I'm doing that because that makes
like
me more
like the pledge
Italian.
Or the oath. When
no, I can't
made.
Think of anything offhand.
No.
I'm like, I'll have to get back to you. I mean,
right.
There's
just
probably
all authentic,
something,
right. Okay.
But, you know.
Right, let's go to the phones. Let's grab someone off the phone who wants to ask a wise guy. What do you got on?
All right, we can go to line one.
Yeah, it's Troy is on line one. Troy, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Troy, ask a wise guy. Go ahead.
What does a guy be a made man? What's the last thing he wants to see when he walks into the room?
This sounds like a joke. Are you telling him a joke?
This sounds like Brady.
No.
Okay. What's the last thing he wants to see when he walks in a room?
made guy, or he's not made yet?
He's about to be made.
No, he's going to be made.
The last thing he wants to see?
Yeah.
Well, you got to watch out for your friends, because those are the ones that will actually put the bullet in the back of your head, too.
You don't live this life.
I've seen the movies. I'm not a made man for Christ's sake.
I know, but you don't watch your friends because they're going to shoot you in the head.
No, yes, you do.
No, nobody does that.
You don't
want
to see a raven outside the window.
Who knocked off a Pesci in the movie?
It's a movie, Brett. You're not living this life.
That's real.
What is the answer to your...
It's a documentary.
That's a joke, Troy. You're telling... What's the answer, Troy?
No, it's not.
What is
it? No, it's from that plastic on the floor. Remember when he walks in the room?
Yeah, if you see Visqueen down.
I think that's true with any. If you walk in, you're like, hey, we got a meeting and there's plastic on the floor.
Yeah, if I drop down deer gutting material and invite you in, pretty much not even Italian. That's just crazy. Yeah, it's good, though. All right, last thing you want to see, Brett, keep that in mind, is a house loaded with plastic coverings and they invite you in to do something nice.
The mini guinea just texted me. Says when somebody says I Italian, just slap a bitch when someone says that.
But you don't actually live this life.
You call him the mini guinea.
That's
right.
And you're offended by Italian. Mini guinea says anybody calls me Italian.
We can say it back and forth to each other.
It's the N-word.
Oh,
exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
You've owned it. But Italian, me and the mini guinea are going to kick your ass.
Oh, my 23andMe says I have a little Italian.
Am I allowed 7%, to do it?
Yeah.
If what?
If I have, if Ancestry.com says I'm 10% Italian, can I start saying it?
If no.
No, because
that would be a lie.
It's got to be a majority.
You wouldn't be. Yes. If you're saying Italian, you're not Italian. So, no.
What was the plastic on the floor?
That's right. The Ancestry thing is crap.
I paint houses. I do it. I don't know.
All right, go to the phone thing again. Let's see what else you got. There's a wireless caller on line two. I don't know who that is. Hi there, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're on the show right now live, and you're playing...
Oh, my goodness.
You're playing Ask...
I didn't mean to do that.
That's all right, you're doing it. Ask a Wise Guy.
What am I playing?
You're in the middle of something. Ask a Wise Guy. You get to talk to we're talking... Please stop talking when I'm talking. He's going to get a
good... Oh, I'm sorry.
He's smacking him off.
Mr. Holmberg.
That's right. That's better. So we have our Italian godfather here, and we're playing Ask a Wise Guy.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for our Wise Guy?
Absolutely not.
What did you call for?
I wanted to request a song.
Well, ask a wise guy.
What are you going to do for me?
Nothing. I Hear I Want to F*** You Like an Animal by 9
Whoa! Watch your mouth!
The mouth on
you're gone. Embarrass me in front of my friends.
Sheesh.
Slut. Call up with that kind of language. You're in public.
Unbelievable.
Embarrassment.
Alice Dice Clay.
Alan is on line three. Let me have Alan real quick. Alan, welcome to Ask a Wise Guy. Please watch your mouth like that. Last trollop. Please. Go ahead. Alan.
Hello?
There you are. Go ahead, Alan.
Oh, it's Scott, actually. But my question is, do you prefer the 22 double tap or the Sicilian necktie? Which is your preference?
Sicilian necktie.
You like that more. It's messy.
Well, yeah, but it sends a better message.
Yeah. The 22. It is a message.
It sends a better message. You know, the double tap, it's a quiet, nice, subtle way to do things. But if you want to send a message,
you got to pull somebody's tongue out of their throat.
Damn right.
Absolutely. That's where the plastic comes in from Troy's joke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Terrible. All right. Well, are you Italian too, Scott Allen?
No, sir. I'm not, Mr. Holmberg. Right.
English, you're up in the UK. All right, well, thank you very much. It's a good question. 22 double taps, just two from a 22, right?
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Got to keep it quiet.
22 is quiet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet enough.
Quieter than pretty much anything else. Yeah. I mean,
Hey, Bert, which classic American car is the best trunk to transport a body in?
Lincoln Town Car.
How much does it hurt when you get that gold chain caught in your chest hairs?
It does.
What's good advice to Italians to keep that clean?
You got to do a little manscaping.
You got to
trim it down.
You got to build a little space for it.
You got to little trim it down.
A nest.
Yes.
A little nest for the rest.
You shave for the necklace?
No, you just cut it down a little bit. You know, you just trim it.
It's like putting up a trailer. You cut out some forest.
Yeah. But I'm not like wearing the gorilla suit or anything. So I'm not crazy with the hair.
It's a hair dickie.
Do you get mad when Joe Biden throws around, come on, man. He's not even Italian.
My man.
I like that one.
My man.
How does Brett feel about Sinatra? And it's recently been discovered that he's mostly Irish.
Well, De Niro's only, I think, a quarter Italian.
So could he say Italian?
Who, De Niro?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's earned his rights.
How?
Oh. Made his bones.
What about Sinatra? So he's like Eminem.
Sinatra's like...
He's
like,
almost all Irish.
There's like Jesus and there's like Sinatra.
But he's, I mean, Irish. Like right, he's not there. Even yours.
He's ours. ask Frankie what he was.
This is why he doesn't believe in the ancestors.
That's right.
Science, schmience. Yeah. I mean, Sinatra's Irish.
Prove to who?
Yeah.
He and Abe Saperstein.
So it doesn't bother you that Sinatra is almost all Irish?
No. Huh. Because think about it. He's never claimed that. I mean, I'm not saying it's not true. Yeah. But he's never
because
went around saying,
say
I'm a Mick.
Because
he didn't
insult himself.
Shipping up to Boston.
So pretending and culturally appropriating
well,
to
he
the
still
Irish
has,
community.
He still has his ancestry in there.
Right. He had to make friends in Vegas.
Exactly.
He's the Irishman. If you had to be a Fajul, do we know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you had to be a Fajul, but you got to pick your own, would you choose Sinatra, De Niro, Pesci, or Pacino? I understand what a Fajul
yeah.
is now.
Let's see.
You have to have a relationship with another man. But it's between
I
these four men. Yeah,
but
you would.
If
yeah.
I, if,
between
if,
these four.
If it was those four. So Sinatra, Pesci, De Niro, Pacino?
Pacino.
Okay.
Yeah. Sinatra, De Niro, Pesci, or Pacino.
Oh, Sinatra.
You'd have gay sex with Sinatra.
Oh, because he can sing me a serenade while I'm...
Oh. You know. He's the only true Italian.
Yeah, the Irish guy gets to bone you? So here's the other question. Yeah. With Sinatra, it's a follow-up.
Okay.
Who's the dominant?
Me.
No.
Yep.
Incorrect.
Yep.
The answer was Sinatra.
Pony boy.
You'd let Sinatra in you. I'm not... let's see. Loyal enough to any part of my background to ever allow that.
You said I'd have to pick one of the four, so
I
there
know.
You go.
But I'd be like, I'm not going to be Italian anymore.
That wasn't a choice either.
Well, it should have been.
No, no.
What would you choose? Gay sex with Sinatra, and you're not Italian anymore.
Yeah, I'll take the gay sex.
Man.
Proud.
Best car of the 1980s, 90s, or now to say, hey, I'm Italian.
IROC Z.
Yeah, IROC Z shouts it out. Okay. All right. What's
because the Italian rejects out cruising.
Yeah. What's the current car for Italian? I love this Italian crap.
Current car. Cadillac or Lincoln? Still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it automatically make you Chewbacca your favorite Star Wars character since he's clearly Italian?
Biggest necklace in the universe.
Shaved out a middle for his necklace.
I never thought that's a great question. I never thought of that one.
I didn't add the word woman. Is Chewbacca your favorite Italian woman star? Who's the best Italian female ever? You got Sinatra as the men, and he's Irish. Who's the best Italian female?
Well, other than my mom.
Oh, you're right. Right. I mean, the answer is mom.
That's, you know, that's
and we all know that.
That's
oh,
right.
Boy.
That's
oh,
our
boy.
Answer, too.
Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren. Oh, yeah. Greatest Italian ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? Isabella Rossellini?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Who else? I like her name. Dolores O'Riordan? Oh, no, wait. That's Sinatra Italian. Never mind. How come Italians have flags like Puerto Ricans? Aren't they just the same thing?
Uh-oh. Son of a bitch.
Man.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, Bert, how do you make a morning show host disappear signed Eric O?
Easy.
That's easy. Oh, yeah, there's another one on that. Hang on. I gotta ask that. Your favorite thing to say as an Italian when you don't like the person in front of you? Maybe in Italian. Maybe teach you something to say. That's good to say.
I just hear the cuss words from my mom and stuff. So I don't.
Bad.
Yeah, I can't. You know, what is it? The best thing to say.
The best thing to say. Let's like, Italian. That maybe they don't know. I don't know what the cuss words are. I don't even know if we can we say Italian.
Nah,
cuss
probably
words?
Not.
I think we can.
I think we can.
I think so. Unless it sounds horrible.
Because they're up for debate.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going there.
All right.
I'm not going there.
You're too new.
Exactly.
It begins with Ma.
Because Tripp's in there going, oh, good.
Don't do it.
Nope.
Jesus, the maxi guinea's going to go off. All right, let's go to the phones here. Just take them blind. Right. Ask a whatever you are. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. I just want to ask. This is Nick. I just want to ask to talk to.
Ask a wise guy?
Holmberg.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Go ahead. Ask the wisest guy. It's a different game. Go ahead.
So it's so funny you guys mentioned that Italian thing.
Yeah.
Because I was at the grocery store the other day. And I was going to make a sauce that night.
Oh, no.
And
he's one of yours.
And I was checking out. I got some parsley. And this broad asked me.
I like this guy.
She goes, is this cilantro? And I said, no. And she goes, is it Italian or regular? And without even thinking.
I hit
her. No. Well, mate, no, I'm joking. I said, hey. They're not from Italy, are they? Hey. And then, so I kind of felt bad because she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
Because she slurred you.
Yeah, she slurred. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a speech therapist, so, like, you know.
Oh, that poor kid. Who are you working with? Like, mentals?
So like people after they have like a stroke.
Oh, okay.
You know, just
so
help
great.
Them communicate with their loved ones and stuff.
So there's a good chance.
Like
so there's a good chance I'm gonna see an old man walk by and go. Hey, oh, hey,
oh, hey, oh, you know the Italian one, you know.
So you're an Italian speech therapist.
Yeah, you know, I do pretty good here.
Yeah. All right. Nice job. Thank you, Elizabeth D'Amico.
Yeah, that's my mother. Yeah, you. What?
You're on your mom's phone plan?
What? That's not Italian.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. You know, we got your COVID. You know,
nah, you gotta keep your name off of everything.
Oh,
you get your mother involved.
You know,
she's expendable.
Yeah, it's Mama. She'll do whatever she wants for Italian
right,
boy.
See you later, Elizabeth.
Along the lines of the Italian, Brett, my grandfather, he used to get great joy saying. You'd meet the guy and say he's Italian, and my grandfather would say, oh, you're Mediterranean Irish.
Oh,
yeah, it's a good one. So I guess I'm going to have to start calling it Idaho.
Right.
If it's not Italy.
In Iowa.
It's not Idaho, yeah. Iowa. A vowel might change things, yeah. Not sure.
Oh!
All right.
You're shopping for
Island
City
boys.
Or something.
Whoa.
I have no family. I have no wife. She has no family. Or I have a wife. She has no family. I have an opportunity to move to another state for a job, get a new start. They don't know about that yet. Do I get a new start, or do I drag these boat anchors along for the free ride? What would you do? Ask a wise guy. Got a chance for a whole new life.
Right.
And got the anchors, the wife, the kids.
I don't know.
Take them with you,
man.
Brett.
I don't know about that.
That's positive everything.
That. Oh, man.
It's family. Of course, you got to take him with you.
Is it pork roll or Taylor ham?
Pork roll.
I don't even know what that is. What's Taylor ham?
It's a different type of ham.
Prosciutto?
No, that's... And that's another thing. Like, that guy was talking at the deli. I went to the deli one time and ordered prosciutto, and the guy's like, huh?
And you
I'm
left.
Like, prosciutto. And he's all like, excuse me, prosciutto.
Oh, you forgot
yeah.
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's weird about you guys.
They should know.
You say manigot?
Yeah.
Getting rid of evidence. Desert, job site, water.
Probably. Well, if we're talking, we'll say water if it's like near an ocean or something or Great Lake. Not like Canyon Lake or Val Vista Lakes or something.
Okay.
Then you go desert.
Val Vista Lake.
Yeah.
You said water.
It's even on the list.
So many bodies.
Oh, man.
Dropping bodies in Val Vista Lakes.
Hey, you never know.
Ironically, that might be the best spot.
That's probably, no one's ever looked. Probably just packed chock full of people.
It's like 6 feet deep.
We're dumping them off this weekend over at the, you know, HOA-led community
in
of Val Vista Lakes.
You see them tumble out of those electric-powered pontoon boats.
Wow.
They're rolling in there.
It's decorated for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, grab me a couple more off the line. I'm enjoying Ask a Wise Guy. This is kind of like when you had an audience with The Godfather before the wedding. Hi there, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, go right ahead, ask a wise guy.
So, quick question. With the iconic gold chain, what pendant is the preferred one, and does it depict any kind of hierarchy within the
Like the landscape of Italians?
Right.
Yeah, so, like, is there, so you're asking, like, what's a good chain to let people know you're important?
Like, other than, like, Italian horn, then is there a saint that's over?
Yeah. Something that makes you say, I'm Italian and I'm important, right?
Right, so, like, okay. The horn might indicate you're something, versus if you're wearing the religious medal, it means something else.
Well, is there a difference? Like, a horn wearer is kind of just a hack, isn't he?
Well, the horn wearer is just kind of, like, just... You know, just kind of like, hey, you know, it's kind of a Goomba thing.
Hey,
it's kind of a Goomba
it's
thing.
It's the pinky ring.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay, and then the thing you wear says it's a step above the horn.
Well, I think so, but mine was actually for my grandfather. That's where I got this.
Okay.
So he used to wear it all the time, too. So that's where the
hand-me-down.
That's where the St. Joseph
came. But when you see an Italian in, like, neck gear, and you see, is there something you'll see as a pendant? I think that's what Brian's asking.
Yeah, if one has
like,
St. Francis opposed to your St. Joseph.
Well, you know, like obviously the horn, or, like, not just like a cross, but, like this is like a you know... Radio, I know, but this is an actual medal, like a pendant of
like
a religious
stuff.
Piece. Like
coin.
All right, so no,
it's,
the answer, Brian,
it's my
is
my Dago starter kit.
Yeah, but is there one that's an advanced property?
Not that I know of.
Nothing
I
mean, you really have your eye on,
unless you got it really? Handed from the Pope.
Like I said, I mean, like I said, if you see the horn, it's kind of a Goomba thing.
What about no like gold around your neck? Is that even possible for an Italian to walk around without a necklace on?
You feel naked.
You've been relocated, maybe.
It's maybe. That giveaway. All right, Brian, thank you. Well done.
You got to hide that.
What, as an Italian, bothers you about being Italian? Like, what's the stereotype you wish didn't exist?
Probably nothing.
You like all the like the kind of the racist murderer.
No, yeah, I like all that stuff. That's okay. That's okay. The Jersey Shore Goombas, that kind of stuff.
That
I don't want.
You don't want that.
No. The what is it? Jim Tan.
Laundry.
Yeah, but morons.
Of the
that's more Jersey than it is Italian.
But they were all you know acting like guineas. So I mean, it's like that stuff. I don't like that stereotype.
Do you dig a hole before you kill a guy or after?
Not before. But if you're going to kill them out there, you make them dig it.
Oh,
why are you going to get dirty? Why are you going to do the work?
make them
put the work in.
That's a great answer.
And then the pain of digging it back up and moving it again.
That never
happens. 15.
You got to do that. No. They'll just kill the guy. They'll kill the guy that's going to talk.
That's why you dump him in Valvis to Lakes.
That's right.
No problem.
The VVL.
Sopranos.
I know. They dig him up and move him around. Get him down to the dump.
Goodfellas, too.
Of all the... families, the boss families, growing up in your lifetime, do you have a favorite?
Probably the Gambino family, because that's the one you hear the most of. The John Gottis,
not a
Carlo Gambino. What?
Like the Marvel superhero.
Oh, I thought that's what you said. I thought
you said
the families. I was talking
to
you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's responsible for a ton of murders. Like, which is your favorite terrorist organization? I mean, I like serial killers, but you're like, who's your favorite? I'm like, well, let's not go crazy with favorites. I'm interested most in a few. But what racial slur do you hate the most? What actually gets you?
You know, and this
not
is
not racial slur towards other people. Let me be clear.
Oh, okay.
Just for you.
You know, this is going to be this will sound ridiculous because most Italians get pissed off at the WAP.
Right.
I think they're all funny. I mean, you hear me laughing at other race stuff.
You love racial humor.
And it could be about mine or whatever.
Right. If it's funny, it's funny.
Though.
You just laugh when it's possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very funny to you that there's about to be a... Because I think you're laughing that things might get heated. Like a potential discomfort. You start laughing before it's even racial. Like, you're like, I see where this might go.
Oh, like the zoo one that we watched.
Yeah, exactly. Like, stop, Brett. That's going to get terrible. And it doesn't even have to, but I'm the same. I find it all very, because I think it's silly human behavior, but is there one that gets you?
No. Not really. No, it doesn't bother me.
Was the one that gets your dad?
Nah.
No.
He's cool with it.
The mini guinea.
That's
but
my boy,
Italian.
That's
Italian.
My boy.
Is just, Italian. That's just guess, ignorant.
Yeah, that's...
Defensive.
That's hillbilly.
Yeah, but you don't want to associate with him.
No.
All right. Well, that went well. Brady, any more questions for the Godfather?
Good, I'm good.
You answered them well. Oh, are Italians upset that Cardi B is now associated with the word WAP more than you are?
That's WAP. It's not WAP. What the hell is wrong with you? That's broad.
Would you ever bring up your mother's mustache to her face?
She's got a mirror. It's beautiful.
Wow. Have you ever said the phrase, Mommy, you got a little sauce in your mustache?
No, no, no. She's got a mirror. She can see it.
Does she have one?
No.
She does so.
On the heels of that, hey, Bert, how do you get an Italian girl? The only time I got lucky with the why I oughta, and I acted like I was going to slap her, super macho, or am I out?
What do you mean?
How do you get an Italian girl? What's a quick route to an Italian girl's heart? Money,
yeah. But you know, a little cooking, a little, you know, make a little gravy, a little
That's
sauce.
That's her job.
No, I can. The men can cook.
Yeah, until they get a woman.
Well,
then she better be able to, right?
Depends on who the better cook is.
Oh, now we're talking about sharing.
When it comes to Italian food,
responsibilities.
Yeah.
I never saw Tony Soprano at the oven.
Well, Carmelo was a great cook, but if you remember, you remember.
You don't know that.
Of course I do. You never seen anybody push a plate away from her meals.
That's true.
But you remember,
focus for that.
But in Donnie
show.
Brasco, you know, Pacino was even saying, "Hey, all the best men are cooks."
Man, all right. So you learned that from a movie too,
of course.
Did your dad cook?
Not really.
No,
not really.
Mama was.
Dad, I got it from Mama.
All right,
got the recipes from her.
All right, last one. Go ahead.
Hey, Brett, I know how I say it, but how do you say "please be quiet" in Italian?
Oh, I know what it is.
Shut the f*** up, everybody.
Oh, nailed it.
I can do that. I'm a better Italian than you. I don't think he was familiar with the phrase, please be quiet. Anyway, well, there you go. Well done, Brett. What an interesting thing.
Hey, Brett, in Soprano style, is Medea okay with you having a gumar? Since you're Italian, you got to have
one. Big on that on Sopranos. Probably not. Miss New Booty to sit on your head. Yeah. Squash it like a grape.
Yeah, you know what? She don't know ain't gonna hurt her.
All right.
She's clearly sleeping.
Okay. She must be at her job. She must be at a job making all the money.
Let me turn the phone
off. Yeah, turn that off. Yeah, he's gonna be. Text, I'm kidding. And then finally, what's the best De Niro movie that's not mob related?
I'll go Raging Bull.
It's Italian.
It's not mob related.
It's boxing in the 50s. He's an Italian world champion. It's totally mob related.
It's Italian.
5'8" Italian champion is mob related. Pick one other than that.
Taxi Driver.
Okay.
Taxi Driver.
Okay.
Well, he
that's kind of Goomba.
Deer Hunter was good though.
Deer Hunter's fantastic.
Yeah.
People forgot about Deer Hunter. That's a great one.
Hey Bert,
I'd say Bad Grandpa.
Oh.
Or The Intern.
The Fockers next.
The Intern. I can't even joke about that being funny.
Hey, Bert, using your Italian logic for Sinatra, I was born in Naples, Italy, but on a military base. Am I a Guinea or a Dago?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, but you got no blood to you.
But you're on the land. You're on a mother. You're a homelander.
Doesn't matter.
You're a homelander.
I can't go back to Italy and embrace the culture.
But if there's not a drop of blood in you, then you're not.
Frank Sinatra.
He was Italian.
You don't know. Irish. He said so.
He had Italian blood in him, so he can claim it.
He put it in.
But if you were just born over
it. He injected Dean Martin into it.
Oh, shut up.
PEDs, man.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
His Italian blood was because Dean Martin was on his period.
Let's stop talking about Sinatra, all right?
That's right, baby. Popping them on into you.
I'm done with the Sinatra talk.
Hey, Bert, if you're so Italian, why you ride a Harley and not a Ducati?
Ooh.
I'm an Italian-American. What are you going to do?
Not a douchebag.
What are you going to do?
Because I'm not Japanese.
Shut up.
Ducati. Zoom, zoom. Have fun. Zippity doodah, and I mean that.
What's an Italian's favorite candy?
Oh, my. Brady wants food tips.
Of course.
Yeah, what is an Italian's favorite?
Easy.
Is this a joke?
Here we go.
No. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Whoppers.
Oh, man. All right, that's it. We're done. I thought I was done with
How
the Sinatra
did we not
talk.
See that one coming?
I don't know.
Because we were all thinking like grown ups.
Oh, my God.
Whoppers. Jackass. I hate it because I laugh at it. And I'm laughing because I'm so bothered by it. Whoppers. More laughing at the idea that you think that's good stuff. And you're eyeballing Brett.
I got you, buddy. Zingo destroyer.
Woo! Shut up.
All right, you get the $50 gift card, Brady. Nice job. Well done.
Good closer.
We should have gave it to Nick, the guy at the deli.
Yeah. And call back. That is a pretty good story.
That is.
That wasn't. And leave it to an Italian to say, hey, call and ask a wise guy. I got a story. All right, go ahead.